comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with Eleanor the Great, a film directed by Scarlett Johansson, starring June Squibb as a 94-year-old woman who tells a tale that begins to take on a life of its own, in theaters starting Friday.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
80 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. I know, I am terminally online. That's such a shame. Coming up in our next 30 minutes... Several European countries have recently recognized a Palestinian state.
The story of what happens next is still unfolding, and it just feels like, you know, there's no going back to the way things used to be.
We'll tell you more in this next half hour, plus an update of news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
They say that the best way to start your day is with a good breakfast. We know that the best way for KPR to start its fall membership drive is with a power breakfast. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 8:30 a.m., your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar, 90 minutes of intense fundraising so that we won't have to do it the rest of the day. No better way for you to make your pledge go farther than getting it doubled during the power breakfast. Join us tomorrow morning.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 82 degrees in Topeka, 79 in Emporia. It is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR. It is our privilege to serve this community. Coming up, news headlines from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. It is 3:30.
Charlie Kirk, Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 173 points, down about 0.3%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. U.S. Representative Charisse Davids of Kansas is urging Congress to pass a bipartisan budget to avoid a government shutdown. Democratic leaders want to reverse cuts that Republicans made to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Critics say the cuts could end health coverage or raise costs for millions of people. Davids says restoring health care funding is worth fighting for. But she told KCUR that the consequences of a government shutdown would be, and I quote, catastrophic.
We could see things like flight delays. We could see delays in Social Security and Medicare. There are so many functions of the federal government that impact the everyday lives of so many Americans.
Lawmakers need to reach a deal by October 1st to avoid a shutdown. The Kansas State Board of Education launched its search for a new education commissioner today with a vote to seek a search firm. A three-member committee will start to develop a request for proposals. Serving on the committee will be board members Kathy Hopkins, Danny Zeck, and Michelle Dombrowski. Zeck says he would like to expand the types of search firms that could do the work. He says it shouldn't be limited to ones that specialize in education.
So I'm looking more for somebody to come in and look at what's going on in our department, every department, more efficiency.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement earlier this month. He plans to remain in the post until his successor is named. New state cuts to corrections funding will leave Sedgwick County with less money to administer probation. The Kansas Department of Corrections plans to cut the county's funds by nearly 40% over the next 3 years. Some other counties like Johnson County and Butler County are set to receive an increase. State officials say the charges aim to make counties more equitable. County Commission Chairman Ryan Beatty told staff he fears cuts to services could lead more people to reoffend.
This cut decimates the capacity of our community and your department to do these services.
The Sedgwick County Commission is asking the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature to intervene. Commissioners also want a third party to research and develop a new funding formula. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
That's why you don't have to rush to panic most of the time.
Let sleeping dogs lie is a pretty good rule of thumb. But once you start to disturb things like asbestos or lead, it becomes airborne and now it's causing trouble.
Plus, 1 year after Hurricane Helene touched down in North Carolina, This Old House revisits the year of rebuilding. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour. Sunday morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
That's on your KPR One stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many of the frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, now offering parking validation. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, federal regulators say Amazon has agreed to pay a historic sum to resolve allegations that its web designs manipulated millions of people into paying for Prime subscriptions. We will also check in with the Billboard charts. What's on top this week? All coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-80s tomorrow. Let's try that again. Lows in the mid-80s? No, lows in the mid-50s. Nate looks like a 5 when you're my age. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night. Back into the lower 80s for Saturday and Sunday. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Who has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion? More at au.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
The White House is telling federal agencies to prepare for mass layoffs, the latest on a potential government shutdown and its consequences, coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
81 degrees in Manhattan, 81 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here on KPR. We just got done hearing about Prague Metal, which has put me in an excellent mood. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines will tell you all about the wildfire settlement reached between the state of Colorado and its largest utility company. And we'll bring you up to speed on the infant mortality crisis in Mississippi. Those stories and more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard. October 8th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live. Then it's an hour of fresh fall music on Evening Classical with Destiny. And don't forget, it's Tango Thursday, so that's coming up on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. Lows in the mid-50s again tomorrow night. Back into the lower 80s for Saturday. It's 81 degrees in Manhattan, 80 in Emporia, 82 in Abilene. It is 420. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest national, international, and regional news headlines. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Abilene, 80 in Chanute. It is 4:30. News is coming up next.
Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower for a third day on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the agency will restart international food aid, but under new branding and with an America First focus. Earlier this year, the Trump administration gutted USAID, the agency that purchased and distributed American farm commodities overseas. It fired all the staff. Now, Rollins says restarting the program will help use up a mounting glut of excess farm commodities.
It is a signal of the government and our purchasing power and the importance of ensuring we're moving our row crops out across the world.
Rollins says the program will buy more than 400,000 metric tons of corn, wheat, and other grains, quote, immediately. That's important because farmers will face a huge glut of unsold farm commodities after harvest this fall. Rollins did not say how USDA would rebuild the globe-spanning operation to distribute that food. U.S. Representative Charisse Davids of Kansas is urging Congress to pass a bipartisan budget to avoid a government shutdown. Democratic leaders want to reverse cuts that Republicans made to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Critics say the cuts could end health coverage or raise costs for millions of people. Davids says restoring health care funding is worth fighting for. But she told KCUR that the consequences of a government shutdown would be, quote, catastrophic.
We could see things like flight delays. We could see delays in Social Security and Medicare. There are so many functions of the federal government that impact the everyday lives of so many Americans.
Lawmakers need to reach a deal by October 1st to avoid a shutdown. The U.S. Department of Agriculture expects farmers to have near record soybean yields this year, but these beans could be stranded as China, the crop's biggest buyer, has yet to make a single purchase for the upcoming market year. In retaliation against the U.S. during the current trade war, China has decided to get its soybean fix from Brazil instead. Edward Usset is a grain market economist at the University of Minnesota. He says China buys over half of all exported American soybeans.
So if soybean exports are that important to the demand side of the equation, and China is the most important factor in that export demand, their decision to go to South America is going to have a big impact on prices here.
He says no other country can come close to filling the void of purchases left by China. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night. It's 83 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 4:35.
This is All Things...
I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me for an hour of Kansas City Jazz, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Caw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at cawvalleyfieldday.com.
Thanks for tuning in today. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming up. In our next 30 minutes, news headlines. Then, if the government shuts down next week, the White House said it will look for ways to permanently eliminate some federal workers rather than just temporarily sending them home on unpaid leave. Can he do that? Barbara Sprunt looks into it. Also, we will follow up with what we know and what we still don't know about that shooting near an ICE facility in Dallas yesterday. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Abilene at 10 minutes before 5.
Need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
The White House is telling federal agencies to prepare for mass layoffs, the latest on a potential government shutdown and its consequences, coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU at KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are a minute away. It is 5 o'clock.
Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, exploring the foundations of education through art and philosophy, with opening exhibition called History, Notice Me. Details at winterschool70.com.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia, 82 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
Things considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies, too, all around the state. You can always listen to us online as well if you don't happen to be in the state. KansasPublicRadio.org is that website. We are streaming KPR1 and KPR2 24 hours a day.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at PrairiePaws.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, we will visit with a journalist who wrote a first-hand account of those central Texas floods that caused such damage earlier this year. We will also learn more about what the DNC chair has to say about special election results, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Well, autumn is upon us. You will hear some fresh fall music on Evening Classical tonight with Destiny at 8 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. Don't forget, it's also Tango Thursday. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, you will hear KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 81 degrees in Topeka. It is 80 in Chanute, and it is 520.
Author Erica Vorenk picks No Air by Jordan Sparks. Friends, family, and fellow book lovers shout the lyrics along with her. Perched on her head, a purple and marigold 831 road trip romance hat.
This is NPR News.
The Trump administration is instructing federal agencies to prepare for mass firings if the government shuts down on October 1st. And these job layoffs would likely come from programs that do not align with the administration's priorities. That story and a lot more coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m., a great time to get caught up on all the news from overnight.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Up next, we have news headlines with you till 7 o'clock tonight, so plenty more all things considered on the way. It's 82 degrees in Manhattan, 81 in Topeka. It's 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the agency will restart international food aid, but under new branding with an America First focus. Earlier this year, the Trump administration gutted USAID, the agency that purchased and distributed American farm commodities overseas. It fired all the staff. Now, Rollins says restarting the program will help use up a mounting glut of excess farm commodities.
It is a signal of the government and our purchasing power and the importance of ensuring we're moving our row crops out across the world.
Rollins says the program will buy more than 400,000 metric tons of corn, wheat, and other grains, quote, immediately. That's important because farmers will face a huge glut of unsold farm commodities after harvest this fall. Rollins did not say how USDA would rebuild the globe-spanning operation to distribute that food. The Kansas State Board of Education launched its search for a new education commissioner today with a vote to seek a search firm. A three-member committee will start to develop a request for proposals. Serving on the committee will be board members Kathy Hopkins, Danny Zeck, and Michelle Dombrowski. Zeck says he would like to expand the types of search firms that could do the work. He says it should not be limited to ones that specialize in education.
So I'm looking more for somebody to come in and look at what's going on in our department, every department, more efficiency.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement earlier this month. He plans to remain in the post until his successor is named. New state cuts to corrections funding will leave Sedgwick County with less money to administer probation. Kansas Department of Corrections is planning to cut the county's funds by nearly 40% over the next 3 years. Some other counties, like Johnson County and Butler County, are set to receive an increase. State officials say the changes aim to make county distribution more equitable. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Ryan Beatty told staff he fears cuts to services could lead more people to reoffend.
This cut decimates the capacity of our community and your department to do these services.
The county commission is asking the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature to intervene. Commissioners also want a third party to research and develop a new funding formula. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the lower 80s. We are going to see similar forecast all the way through most of next week with highs in the 80s and lows in the 50s. It's 5:35.
This from NPR News.
Think you have asbestos in your house? Our expert shares why you don't have to rush to panic most of the time.
Let sleeping dogs lie is a pretty good rule of thumb, but once you start to disturb things like asbestos or lead, it becomes airborne, and now it's causing trouble.
Plus, 1 year after Hurricane Helene touched down in North Carolina, This Old House revisits the year of rebuilding. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour. Sunday morning at 10 on Kansas Public Radio.
You'll be able to hear This Old House Radio on your KPR1 stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we'll talk about this big settlement between Amazon and the Federal Trade Commission. We will also hear from an OBGYN in San Diego about what she is telling her patients after the president told expectant mothers not to take Tylenol. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. Clear sailing, no rain in the forecast for at least another 5 days. So look forward to that. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
The White House is telling federal agencies to prepare for mass layoffs, the latest on a potential government shutdown and its consequences coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, from around the nation, around the region, and around the world. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
I'm very upset.